Books on Tape presents Island of Exiles by I.J. Parker, read by Roy Vangtama. Prologue. The orange sun disappeared behind the top of the mountain range, and a gradual gloom settled over the garden. At the lake's edge, a crane emerged cautiously from the reeds and froze, its small black eye on the five humans in the lakeside pavilion. The brilliant red patch on its head and the elegant black and white plumage were clearly visible in spite of the white mist that was beginning to rise from the darkening surface of the water. The air chilled quickly on Sado Island. The crane was hungry for a mouthful of fish before seeking its roost. The humans, replete with good food and wine, let their conversation lag in the approaching darkness. Advancing two slow, considered steps, the crane turned its attention to the lake bottom. Professor Sakamoto and his four guests watched the bird idly. The professor had retired from the Imperial University in the capital and settled here to write a history of the island and its famous exiles. This evening his guest of honor was Prince Okisada, a half-brother of the current sovereign and uncle of a future emperor. A frail man in his late 40s, the second prince was by far the island's most exalted political exile. Reaching for his wine cup, the prince raised his eyes from the crane to the mountaintop. Gilded by the last ray of the sun, it looked as if a line of pure gold had been drawn between earth and heaven. He drank deeply and murmured, "It is time. The light is almost gone." His tone and expression were filled with deep emotion, but he slurred his words a little. Grimacing, he pressed a hand to his stomach. "What did you put in that prawn?"